This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, June 26, 2015. This has been quite a week. We've seen a lot of things happen this week. We've seen the Trans-Pacific Partnership rammed through. Actually, I keep correcting myself. It's a fast track has been run through. We need to remember that we don't say we've been talking so long about how fast track is going to be the implementation of these treaties, and that's of course why they passed it, to make it virtually impossible to stop them. But it is not impossible to stop them, and it is not impossible to undo things that have been done wrong. Our government has been taken over by corporations. It has been taken over by globalists who are trying to create a global world order. Part of that is changing the culture. And we've seen a lot of that this week, haven't we? We've seen a witch hunt with the Confederate flag. And now today we've got the Supreme Court decision extending same-sex marriage nationwide. I want to talk about that in the next segment when we've got more time. I want to talk about the legal issues behind this, because it is not a cut-and-dried situation. One of the stories that's up today is the IRS deleted backups of 24,000 Lois Lerner emails months after a subpoena. Well, you know, that's interesting, but we have seen the Supreme Court, we have seen the Department of Justice, we've seen government at every level for many, many years deleting everything in the Constitution, everything in our legal tradition, all of our due process, just making this stuff up as they go along. And, of course, that was one of the articles that we have up today, Obamacare travesty. The Supreme Court continues to make stuff up out of thin air. That was the travesty from the Supreme Court yesterday, just making stuff up about Obamacare. We're going to talk about that and the bill from a Texas congressman, Brian Baden, who is proposing that the Supreme Court be forced to enroll their staff in Obamacare if they're going to keep promoting it. And, of course, Justice Scalia called it SCOTUS care, Supreme Court of the U.S. care. If they're going to do that, maybe they ought to own it. We're going to talk about the exemptions that Congress has given themselves, of course, about Obamacare. Remember, they said we're going to have to pass it so we can find out what's in it. When they found out they were in it, they exempted themselves in some very unusual legal maneuverings. We're also going to have on this show today, we're going to have Barbara Lowe Fisher. She's president of the National Vaccine Information Center. We're going to talk to her about the situation in California and, of course, the situation nationally, because they're trying to hold a gun to our head and force us to take vaccines. Let me read this statement to you from Barbara Lowe Fisher. She said, if the state can tag, track down, and force citizens against their will to be injected with biologicals of known and unknown toxicity today, there will be no limit on which individual freedoms the state can take away in the name of the greater good tomorrow. And we see that on a daily basis, don't we? We see secret laws, secret trade treaties. We see Congress abdicating its power, turning it over to a transnational committee that is going to write rules that are not just going to regulate trade. It's going to regulate the internet. It may even regulate arms, because that's been the tack that the Obama administration has been taking from the very beginning. They've gone after two things. They've gone after ammunition, and they have gone after the flow of arms across borders. Because if you're going to control the flow of arms across borders, that means that you have to control them within the borders. If they're not tagged and tracked, just like us, because ultimately gun control is people control, but if your guns are not tagged and tracked, then they could easily flow over the border. So that's been their tack for a very long time. That's where they're coming from. We're going to talk about the situation in Tunisia as well. This is a overflow of what happened in Libya. And I think beyond just getting scared about the violence and about this organization, ISIS, that our government continues to fund, equip, and send monthly paychecks to, we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that at the bottom of the hour. Besides all of that, we need to understand how Libya got into a state of chaos. And also joining us today is going to be Mark Dice. We're going to talk about several of his videos. It should be very entertaining. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this June 26, 2015. I'll be your host today in studio. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. I'm sure he wants to weigh in on this decision by the Supreme Court. This has been an amazing week this week. You know, in the disguise of tolerance, we've seen history flush down the memory hole like something out of 1984. And then the next day, we see that they're going to coerce us into celebrating practices that many people feel violate their religious beliefs. But that's the essence of this. That's the essence of political correctness, is the intolerance of people in the name of tolerance. But there's also a legal side of this. Now, what happened today? Well, Alex is joining us right now. Let's let Alex talk about his take on this. Go ahead, Alex.
Absolutely, David. I'm going to be filing reports from Detroit here today. I'm up here for a wedding. You'll be doing a great job on Sunday. But I will be filing reports, not just from Detroit, but from the western side of Michigan later today, where the wedding's actually happening tomorrow. But I flew into Detroit, just letting folks know why I'm up here. But I'm going to segue off and do some reports on the designed NAFTA-GATT NAU decimation of our industrial sectors, something a foreign military power couldn't do via these internal tariffs that our NAFTA and GATT designed to transfer our industrial capacity to China, India, and Mexico, part of the globalist state of trilateral plan. But absolutely, you're spot on what I was calling in about, and it's the two Supreme Court rulings the last 2 days. Obamacare is totally unconstitutional on its face. It is completely discriminatory, totally fraudulent, meant to enrich the insurance companies. And they're going to continue over and over again to uphold it because it's what the establishment wants. And it's the same thing with the whole gay marriage situation. Let's just get past all that, depoliticize it. It's a state issue. There's no way the federal government could rule on something like that nationwide. So this is all part of the imperial federal government. But forget the imperial federal government. It now is a legate or a viceroy to the globalists, which are offshore with the TPP and the rest of it. So here's the main point to take away from all of this. The globalists have dropped the hammer, not just here, but across the globe. They're accelerating their programs. They're engaging in divide-and-conquer manipulations, scientifically deployed. But if people just wake up to the overall manipulation, basically it will only make people resist what's happening. But you've got to get them out of the trance. You've got to get them out of the mind. That's why the population is split into two groups, really. People that are awake and know what's going on and people that are in a trance and buy as mother's milk everything the government and major corporations say. This is just an unprecedented time to be alive, and it's a very important time, obviously, to be alive because history is being set right now. And folks need to understand the globalist program is behind schedule about 10 years, most experts agree, about 10 to 15 years, depending on which program. And their program is in trouble everywhere systemically. And so they're accelerating the program, which they may win the race, but they're going to lose the overall season of races here because they're going to blow their engine. They are going all out right now with their afterburners. And if we just develop a culture of freedom, a culture that's based on sovereignty, a culture that's based on basic human freedom and private property, and what's in our Bill of Rights, that will be the culture that will basically supplant this failed, fallen culture. That's why it's so totalitarian, that's so autocratic, is because it has to be. And that's why it obsesses on discrimination and people being wronged, so people can be obsessed with false things they're being wronged about and not the overall total enslavement at a technocratic, technotronic level. But I'm going to throw it back to you, David Knight. Great job, crew. Great job, listeners. People are waking up across the world. We need to realize how legendary and how serious this fight is and how important a place in human development we all have. This is a epic historical battle. I am so honored. Is this the exit right here? Sorry, I'm driving on the highway to this other deindustrialized area. And it just comes down to that. We have to understand our place in history. Yes, things are bad. Yes, it's demoralizing. Yes, we get sad sometimes. But by resisting it, our spirits become stronger. This is the animating contest of liberty. And they want to erase the American culture because it's not perfect. But compared to every other culture, it was dynamic. It was special. It was the flower, as I've said a thousand times, of the Renaissance. Thomas Jefferson was probably the greatest expression of the Renaissance. But Washington refusing to be king was the greatest expression of a true warrior poet. I mean, we've reached just an amazing time where the enemy want to pull these people down because it is coffin nails to them and their entire agenda. So I'm going to hand it back to you, David Knight, and to all the powerful guests, Paul Watson coming up, and everyone else today. But I salute our reporters. I salute everyone involved in the fight against the globalists. That's why I never want to be thanked. It is totally humbling to be associated with all of you, the incredible crew, the people behind the scenes. World government's now out in the open. The Pope's called for it. World tyranny is now here. The battle lines are drawn. Choose which side you're on, folks. That's what it comes down to. This is the rise of the AI state that will follow the orders of the technotronic rulers. This is an incredible time to be alive. Yes, it's frightening. But it's animating. I mean, history's always been frightening. It's always been full of beauty and also evil and corruption, but also honor. And so this is what separates the boys from the men, this is it. God bless you all. InfoWars.com is the front lines of the fight.
Thank you, Alex. That's Alex Jones on the road. I'm David Knight in studio. We have a packed show today. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about this beheading and explosion in Tunisia. We also have Barbara Lowe Fisher going to be joining us. She's going to be talking about the situation about mandatory vaccines. Of course, we have mandatory everything anymore, don't we? Yesterday was mandatory healthcare day, I guess. We saw it was portrayed as subsidies, but you have to ask yourself, who's being subsidized here? Yes, there's an insurance that's being given to some people, but the major subsidy is not to the individuals. The major subsidy is to the big insurance corporations. They're the ones who are defining what you have to buy. In many cases, it's far more than you need, far more than you can use. There's cases of them requiring single men to have pregnancy coverage, that type of thing. So you're not allowed to choose what level of insurance to buy. They tell you, and then they set the price, and then they get a subsidy for that insurance from the government. So don't tell me that they're subsidizing individuals. They are subsidizing big insurance. That's what this has been about from the very beginning. But what we saw in the decision yesterday and what we see in the Supreme Court decision today is an absolute just rejection of the rule of law, a rejection of the written word. And we're going to talk about that. First, I want to give you an idea of who's on the show today. As I said, Barbara Lowe Fisher, co-founder of the National Vaccine Information Center. She's going to be joining us later in the show, as well as Mark Dice. And before I get into the Supreme Court thing, I want to let you know that this hour, the Alex Jones Show, is made possible by the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, products like Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. We've got over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com of this product alone. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend it to friend or family members. We've been blown away by this response. I want to read you a couple of these reviews. We've been reading these for a couple of days. This is from Trixie in Akron, Ohio. She says, I rarely write product reviews, but I had to give my opinion on X2. After just 2.5 weeks, I've already lost weight, lost the brain fog I've had for years, and have increased energy. I've suffered from an underactive thyroid for years, was searching for a natural iodine supplement that actually worked. X2 is it. I've already started recommending this product to my family and friends. And another from Alora in Wisconsin, she says, love using the iodine. I can always tell the days I go without it, but it helps me focus, and I feel I'm more aware. You know, I think it's always important to get, I like liquid supplements like we sell with this because they're so effective. You know, when you put something in liquid form, you take it sublingually, you swallow it, you don't have to worry if this thing is going to dissolve and dissipate throughout your system. I think it's very effective to do that. That's why I like to get the products. Most of the products that we sell are in liquid form. Of course, you know, you can get supplements that are high quality that are not in liquid form. Some things don't lend themselves to that. But that's the kind of quality that we try to put in the products at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, you can get that right now. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to this Supreme Court situation. Again, yesterday we were amazed at what the Supreme Court had said about Obamacare. It was talking about state subsidies. And the rationale that they were putting out there was, well, you know, we don't really want to go through the legislative process to have them redefine the law, so let's just redefine it. Let's just rewrite it. And Scalia said, you're just making this up. A Supreme Court justice said that of his colleagues. You know, we're just rewriting this. The words don't mean anything. I talked yesterday to Michael Snyder, and we were just amazed at that. Of course, he has a legal background. He writes for us a lot at InfoWars.com. We have an article up today talking about that, talking about the conversation we had. He says, Obamacare travesty, the Supreme Court continues to make stuff up out of thin air. Well, of course, that was yesterday. Today we have another thing that they have made up out of thin air. I think it's interesting, though, before we move to the marriage decision, to see the reaction from a Texas Republican, Representative Brian Babin from Texas. A House Republican on Thursday proposed forcing the Supreme Court justices and their staff to enroll in Obamacare. And what he said was that, he said, as the Supreme Court continues to ignore the letter of the law,
It's important that these six individuals fully understand the impact of their decisions on the American people. That's why I introduced the SCOTUS Care Act, to require the Supreme Court and all of its employees to sign up for Obamacare. Congress has found themselves in Obamacare. When they passed it and found out what was in it, they didn't like being in there, so they gave themselves an exemption. But then it got even stranger.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to talk about the events of today in Tunisia and Paul's article, the background to it, jihadist attack a French
gas factory behead a victim there. So we're going to talk to Paul about that in the next segment. This segment, I want to talk about the Supreme Court decision today. Yesterday, we had an insane decision about Obamacare where they really couldn't care less about what the law says. I think this one is along the same lines, doing what they wish without regard to the law. And I'm not the only one saying that, of course. It was Scalia saying that yesterday about their decision for Obamacare. Today, we had a 5-4 decision. Justice Anthony Kennedy joined the court's 4 more liberal justices to say that essentially marriage is a right and that they have the authority to define marriage in Washington. I don't see that in the Constitution. We're going to talk about their decision. First of all, here's some of their argumentation. They say the history of marriage as a union between two persons of the opposite sex marks the beginnings of these cases. And when I started reading this, I thought, well, you know, maybe that's part of the problem. I mean, the first problem is we look at rights, our original view of rights, the view of rights that we saw in the Declaration of Independence, the view of rights that we saw in the Constitution, was an idea that it was something that we all possessed as individuals. It was something that we inherited from God. We were given that from God. And the primary thrust was we had to stop government from taking those rights, from infringing on those rights. And so that was what the Bill of Rights was about. It was about government, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this other thing. And one of the things that they summed it up with, of course, in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they said, if we haven't explicitly given you these powers, you cannot imply them. But of course, everything the government does today is implied power, not expressly given to them. They go on to talk about how this is a changed understanding of marriage, and it's characteristic of a nation where new dimensions of freedom are becoming apparent to new generations. Well, going back to that first statement where they talk about the purpose of marriage and looking at it between same sex or opposite sex, throughout history, marriage's purpose was to procreate, to have children, to have a family. That's why even in ancient Greece, where homosexuality was very prevalent, very common, they did not have homosexual marriage. Marriage was for family. That, among other things, of course, Christians also understand it from a religious perspective. That is one of the reasons why it has been between opposite sex members. This is something that's come on us very quickly. You know, it was in the, at one point I went back and I looked at a large dictionary that I have. It's from the 1950s, and for those of you who are on radio, I would say it's at least 8 inches tall. It's got over 600,000 words in it. And I wanted to see how they defined marriage. I wanted to see how they defined, gay and homosexual. I knew that gay had been something that had been brought in the 1970s. You know, the word homosexual was not even a part of the giant unabridged Webster dictionary in the 1950s. They quickly brought that in as a neutral. Then they changed it to a positive. And the problem that I have with this from a perspective of a lot of Christians is not what people are doing. I frankly don't care if you go and get married on the summer solstice in front of Stonehenge. That's your business. I don't care who you live with. That's your business. But when you force me to celebrate what you're doing and use the coercive power of government, you cross the line. You cross the line on so many different ways. Now, this is what they're saying in the Supreme Court. They say the 14th Amendment requires a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex. So I looked at the 14th Amendment because I couldn't remember that being in the 14th Amendment. I didn't remember even there being anything about marriage. You know, the 14th Amendment was done in 1866 to 1868, finally got ratified by the last state in 1868 when it went into effect. It, along with the 13th Amendment, were really responses to what had happened in the Civil War. It was the 13th Amendment, if you remember, in 1865 that freed the slaves, along the lines of the discussion we had yesterday. It wasn't Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. That didn't free any slaves. People who had slaves that were in states that were under federal control were explicitly excluded from Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. So you had a lot of people who had slaves in those states, like Missouri, like Ulysses S. Grant, who kept his slaves until they were made illegal, until that practice was made illegal in 1865. So the slaves were freed by the 13th Amendment. The 14th Amendment came along and said, we're going to give them citizenship. And here's what it says. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. Wait a minute. What's this about denying people due process and property? How does that fit into civil asset forfeiture? They conveniently ignore the parts of the Constitution they don't want to pay attention to, and they invent other parts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We're going to be going to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK to talk about these multiple jihadist attacks. We've had an attack in Tunisia on a hotel. We've also had an attack on a gas factory in France. I guess it's that time of year there's a celebration going on, and I guess that's the way some of these people interpret their religion, to kill people over the Ramadan holiday. I know there's a lot of people who don't interpret it that way, but there certainly appears to be people who are on the warpath these couple of days. Before I go to Paul, I want to let you know that this segment of the Alex Jones Show is made possible by our Made in 1776 clothing line. If you're tired of getting stuff at the big box retailers that's made by slave labor in China and elsewhere, everything in the Made in 1776 line is made right here in America. For a limited time, you can get 25% off our best-selling Milan Lave belt buckles. And this is something I think that if you look, I've got one of them on. I'm not going to stand up and show it to you, but these are great belt buckles. It's a great way to engage people in a conversation. They look good. They send a message, and it's always, could sometimes be awkward to talk about important issues when everybody's just talking about trivial nonsense. If you wear some Made in 1776 clothing, that can open the door to that kind of discussion. So we have the belt buckles. Again, they're 25% off right now. You can find them along with the Save America t-shirt, the Milan Lave hoodie, and many other things at the InfoWarsStore.com. Just click on Made in 1776. It's on the left-hand side. All right, so joining us right now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Paul, thank you for coming on.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
It's quite a day today. We've got a lot of things on the menu. We've talked about the Supreme Court decision here, saying that they have the right to define marriage for everyone in the country. But then we've got these Islamic attacks where they're literally on the warpath. Some of them, some have called for this to happen during the Ramadan holiday. Tell us about it.
Well, there's been three attacks, obviously. One in Lyon in France, where two individuals basically drove into a gas company, a U.S.-owned gas company, beheaded somebody, basically stuck his decapitated head on a pole, scrawled it with Islamic writing. Then we've got a situation in Tunisia where they massacred a bunch of people on a beach, upwards of 27, 28 people dead. We've also got an attack on a mosque, a Shiite mosque in Kuwait. Last count was at least 11 dead. So three major attacks. You've also got Islamic State militants in the Syrian border town of Kobani, going door-to-door, massacring at least 120 people, maybe more. So it's a day of bloodshed.
Wow, that's amazing. And one of the articles that we've got up on Infowars.com right now, Kurt Nemo had a quote from Muhammad al-Adnani urging, quote, calamity for the infidels in an audio message, and he tied it to Ramadan. Your comments?
Yeah, basically what we've got is this constant debate which goes on after these kind of attacks between left and right, where the left routinely say, this has nothing to do with Islam as a violent ideology. It's all related to U.S. foreign policy. Then we have people on the right saying, no, it's got nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy. It's all about Islam being a violent ideology. When it's clearly both, and we can take it from both perspectives, but they don't ever entertain the fact that it could, both of those factors could be contributing to these attacks. So Cameron came out almost immediately after this attack in France and said, Islam is a religion of peace. We hear this over and over again, when clearly, and as he said, the vast majority of Muslims are peaceful people. They're never going to attack anybody. But Islam is not a religion of peace. That's why it's the source, foundation, and inspiration for groups like ISIS, because the Quran contains over 100 verses that directly or indirectly call on Muslims to murder or go to war with non-believers. That's the source of the bloodshed. That's not a religion of peace. And then we ask the question, you know, how many Muslims actually support ISIS? Is it a tiny, tiny minority that support this extremism, as we're constantly told? Again, no, that's not the case. You look at France, where today's beheading took place. They had a poll last year in August which found that one-sixth of French citizens had a, quote, favorable view of ISIS. And then a staggering 27% of people aged between 18 and 24 in France, French citizens, sympathize with ISIS. They had another poll, Al Jazeera television channel, Al Jazeera Arabic, 81% support what ISIS is doing in Iraq and Syria. So to argue that this isn't a disturbing percentage of Muslims who support ISIS is completely naive. It's clear that a significant minority of Muslims throughout the world do support ISIS. But again and again, after these attacks, we have, you know, people on the left, the leftist media, saying that you can't blame all Muslims for these kind of attacks, which is true. But then on the flip side, as we saw with Salon.com, they collectively impugn all white people for the actions of one lunatic in Charleston.
Oh, yes,
so you
absolutely
can't have it both ways. But in this politically correct environment, they refuse to even entertain the fact, which is a fact, it's provable, that Islam is at its root a violent religion, and that's where the terrorists who carried out these tragic attacks today draw their belief system from.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They can't have it both ways, Paul, because we live in this kind of Kafkaesque world where anything goes. Whatever they say is true. Now, of course, you pointed out that there's a lot of broad-based support based on polls of people in France and elsewhere supporting ISIS. We also know that the Pentagon is supporting ISIS as well. We have an article that came out yesterday from Mikhail Phelan. Pentagon paying ISIS-linked rebels $400 a month to eventually fight Assad. They've actually got ISIS on welfare after having created them and trained them and equipped them to go after Syria. They've now got them on welfare.
Well, I mean, and even Western countries, Sweden, for example, some prominent politicians and councillors in Sweden are actively calling for ISIS militants who return from the battlefield from places like Syria and Iraq to be given jobs and government welfare when they return to Sweden. So it's not just, you know, the U.S. that's providing that. But again,
so they can have welfare while they're there waiting, and then they have, you know, forward deployment, and then they come back to the West, and they can get on welfare special treatment as well.
This is the point. When Islamic extremists, people in France, like today, for example, them terrorists, when they kill people in Syria, we call them moderate rebels and send them weapons and money. So it's a complete disconnect. Again, you have people on the right saying this has got nothing to do with US foreign policy or NATO foreign policy. Well, clearly it has. Number one, Saudi Arabia is the biggest exporter of extremist ideology and terrorists in the world. All the radical preachers that come over to the UK, to Western Europe, to the United States, a significant portion of them anyway, they were trained in Saudi Arabia in this extremist Wahhabi ideology. They're trained, they're protected, they're even given awards by the Saudi royal family. They then travel across to Britain, to America, to other Western European countries to spread this violent, hateful ideology. And yet we're still allies with Saudi Arabia, of course, which is the driving force behind this Sunni extremism. They armed, they protected, they coddle ISIS in the first place. Then we've obviously got the fact that our governments in Libya, in Syria, directly armed and funded and continue to do so, these very same jihadists, many of whom went on to join ISIS in the name of toppling Gaddafi and Assad. So that's the key point to make. It's both factors. It's both the fact that Islam is at its core a violent ideology, and it's the fact that our support for these jihadists through our foreign policy leads to this further radicalization. Even in Libya, after the fall of Gaddafi, the guy now leading ISIS in Libya, Belhaj, he was the head of the Libyan fighting forces in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi that the US and NATO supported. Now he's leading ISIS. Of course, Libya is now a total hellhole. Thousands of people who live there are desperately trying to escape on boats and come to Italy and Great Britain and other places in Europe. ISIS has said they will infiltrate Western Europe through these migrant boats, through infiltrating them that way. So it's a complete disaster, and our foreign policy has in part led to it.
And of course, what we saw in these hotels, these shootings in hotels in Tunisia, back in September of last year, the New York Times pointed out that since the revolution that had happened back in 2011, overthrowing Gaddafi, and of course, that was the United States government's plan, they've had 1.8 million Libyans flow into Tunisia. And so the kind of violence that we saw at these hotels, as you're pointing out, they're also, now we've got a smaller number of people because Tunisia is just right next door to Libya. They can just go across the border. It's a little bit harder for them to travel across the Mediterranean to Italy and elsewhere to Greece, but they are going to come. That's where they're going to come. And with them, they're going to bring this violence that we have created. So when we look at this, like you're talking about, Paul, it's like, the aspect of the violence within much of Islam, as well as our government's involvement. When we look at our government's involvement, there's two components to that as well. It's not just a blowback of bad policy, like a lot of people have talked about. It's not just the results of overthrowing Gaddafi, of the arming of rebels that we saw going on in Benghazi and what that was all fundamentally about. But it's also a deliberate plan to create instability by our government. That's what a lot of people will not acknowledge. We can see that in Europe and the Ukraine, and we can certainly see that in Libya and Northern Africa, and now with this violence that is going to be immigrating into Europe.
Precisely. And you can see that in the news now almost every day. There are these immigrant camps in Calais, which is a northern French port town, where thousands of people, a lot of them, most of them North Africans, many from Libya, are encamped in Calais. They literally try to hijack transport vehicles that are going into Britain.
I remember that video, that article that you put up. Yeah. That video was amazing. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Basically terrifying the drivers, you know, tourists on buses going into England. Again, partly as a result of our foreign policy that's driven them out of Libya in desperation, because that is a hellhole now run by warlords. So they're desperately trying to illegally immigrate into Britain, and that's causing a separate crisis on top of this terrorism. Then there's another point, which I don't know if you've got.
And that's the video we've got right now that is showing what happened in Calais, France, as they were trying to get across the channel to the UK. Just absolute chaos, jumping on trucks, hijacking trucks, just amazing.
Absolute bedlam, and in fact, the truckers are going on strike. They're going to find it difficult to import many foods into the United Kingdom. They're talking about even a collapse of the food supply, at the very least soaring prices, because they're having to go a huge way around. They're having to go into Holland instead before they reach Britain, and it's far more expensive. So you've got that crisis.
And if they try to do anything about that, Paul, they're accused of being xenophobic or racist. They can't control the borders. They can't control immigration. And that's all part of the larger plan of the globalists to try to take down the Western countries, the wealthier countries, by this kind of Cloward and Piven explosion, bringing in as many people as quickly as they can, expanding the welfare rolls. That's been a long-term plan, but now they are accelerating that to the point of collapse. Then they can rebuild their socialist utopian world government on the ruins of what they take down.
Precisely, and then in relation to that Cloward and Piven strategy, you know, remember what Obama said after Charleston? You might be able to pull up the clip. He said, after, the mass shooting which killed 9 people, Dylann Roof, of course, the culprit, he said, quote, "This type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries." Well, yes, it clearly does. It's happened in France twice in the last 6 months alone. It happened in Denmark shortly after the Charlie Hebdo massacre. But the difference, obviously, between Garland, which was an ISIS-inspired attack, and today's attack near Lyon, is the fact that the only victims in Garland were the terrorists who launched the attack.
Yes.
There were no innocent victims in Garland. And why is that? Well, it's because obviously responsible people in Garland had firearms and were able to use them, which ironically is the very thing that the left wants to abolish and eviscerate in the wake of Charleston. I dare to venture that if somebody at the front gate of this gas company that was attacked today had firearms like they had in Garland, then the poor individual who was decapitated might still be alive today. But
absolutely,
that's the difference.
You know, in the wake of that Charleston shooting, I interviewed a man from South Africa, Charles van Wyk. And it was about 23 years ago that there was a similar attack on a church, except it was much more virulent. There were a lot more people there. This attack in Charleston was a small prayer meeting group, and the individual killed pretty much everybody that was there. But in this attack in South Africa, there were over 1,000 people. Some accounts put it at 1,300 people. And their intention was to kill every single person in that church. They came in spraying AK-47s, 4 gunmen, and threw 2 grenades. And so in a very short time, they were able to kill, I think it was 11 people, a couple more people than were killed in the Charleston shooting. They seriously injured 58 people. But there was one individual, it was a very, very large church, and he was all the way in the back catty corner to that, Paul, and he had a snub nose 38, which is not designed for shooting at a distance, and he only had five shots. He got off two shots, and he wounded one of them. He didn't know that. He came around the backside. They had stepped back because they realized at that point somebody was shooting. They didn't expect anybody to be carrying any firearms because it was a liberal white church in a white neighborhood. When he came around behind them and saw them looking at the door that they had come out, thinking that there were going to be gunmen charging out there, they were going to shoot them when they came out, he came around behind them and shot. At that point, they fled. He saved the lives of over 1,000 people with just that snub-nosed 38 and five shots. And so we know that's very effective. We've seen that in the shootings. Was it in Kenya? I think we had the two different shootings, one of them that went on for a very long time, another one that was stopped relatively early with someone who was in the area that had a concealed weapon. So we know that it's very effective at shutting those down. People can always kill individuals at the very beginning with a kind of sucker punch, but you can stop the attack before it goes on for days, before you have hundreds or thousands of people killed.
Yeah, and then you compare that to Charlie Hebdo. Not only were the cartoonists who were attacked unarmed, but the police, when they first arrived on the scene, were unarmed and had to basically scurry away before they could send in the anti-terror squad. So again, unarmed people become victims far more easy, and that was proven again in the Garland attack.
We've got to go to break, and we're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. An amazing day of violence. What's behind it? We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Hunt in Austin. We've been talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We momentarily lost contact with him. We're going to be reestablishing that in just a moment. Again, going over the happenings today, the violence, the Islamic violence that's happening throughout the Middle East and Europe. We've got ISIS going city to door to door in the city of Hasaka, I think is maybe the way you pronounce that. Nevertheless, they're going door to door killing people. We had a beheading at a French gas company, and as well as an explosion. And then we had a lot of people shot at multiple hotels in Tunisia. And of course, Tunisia has been flooded with nearly 2 million refugees. Of course, it was 1.8 million, according to the New York Times last September, refugees from Libya. The reason? Because of Colonel Gaddafi's deposition there by the American forces, and we have turned that place into a recruitment base for ISIS terrorism. This article we had yesterday, the Pentagon announced on Monday that it's begun paying moderate Syrian rebels up to $400 per month. Now, these are the people that John McCain meets with, you know. They're supposed to be moderate. They called it critical. That was what the Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, says. He said he's going to equip as many as 5,400 fighters within the next 12 months, according to USA Today. So we're going to be paying up to 5,400 fighters, $400 a month just to hang around, so at one point they can go in and take down the Syrian government, because that's what the American policy is. It's one of destabilization. It's actually a globalist policy, and I think we've got Paul back with us. Paul, your comments. No, we don't have Paul, I guess. This Islamic cleric who put out a Ramadan statement says, if you kill a disbelieving American or European, especially the spiteful and filthy French, he says, or Australian or Canadian or any other disbelievers, and he goes on to suggest how you might do this in case you're not sure how to kill people, according to his prescription. He says, smash his head with a rock, or slaughter him with a knife, or run him over with your car, or throw him down from a high place, or choke him or poison him, said Al Adnani in a speech released. Just be careful because Texans shoot back. We saw that happen, and it will be happening. That's why we carry firearms. Let's play that clip from Obama saying that this kind of violence doesn't happen in other countries. Go ahead.
But let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. And it is in our power to do something about it. I say that recognizing the politics in this town foreclose a lot of those avenues right now.
Yeah, you know, it is in our power to do something about that, and we don't have the same kind of shootings in this country that you have in other countries because we do have the power and the ability and the means to defend ourselves. Of course, Obama doesn't like it. The Pope doesn't like it. I mean, I haven't seen any pronouncements from the Pope about the Supreme Court decision on homosexual marriage, but he was telling us earlier in the week that it was sometimes a moral imperative to get divorced. I imagine that there's a lot of conservative Catholics whose heads are spinning over a Pope that is essentially flipped the Catholic Church's position upside down, just like our government has flipped the law upside down. Of course, he seems to be much more interested in leading from a political situation than he is from leading from a moral situation. We have him saying that even having guns is anti-Christian. No, it's the way that you defend each other. Just as I pointed out when I talked to the fellow from South Africa, his book was entitled The Right and Duty of Self-Defense. That was a subtitle of his book. The title was Shooting Back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.